SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump has announced plans to overhaul the two golf courses at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Over the past 10 months, the president has kept busy with plans to refurbish the Kennedy Center and build a massive White House ballroom. And now he's overseeing upgrades and renovations at the Joint Base Andrews golf courses. On Saturday, he took an aerial tour with golf pro and friend Jack Nicklaus.
Jack will be the architect and he'll design it. Two existing courses that are in very bad shape.
He claimed the military's base recreational facilities have been destroyed through lack of maintenance. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham reports that a football player stabbed two teammates yesterday morning, hours before the game against the University of South Florida.
UAB says both wounded players are hospitalized in stable condition. A suspect is in custody. The university has not released the names of those involved, but county jail records show authorities have arrested UAB offensive lineman Daniel Mincy. They've charged Mincy with assault and attempted murder.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials say they've made progress toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war. They discussed an American proposal for peace, which some European allies fear is too favorable to Moscow, on Sunday in Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the talks as productive, but shared few details on what was discussed. He emphasized that the U.S. peace plan is a living document and that it would change. He also said any final agreement would need Russia's approval. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist pastors are asked about salvation. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Lifeway Research has been asking SBC clergymen how often they urge people in their congregations to accept Christ. 74% of respondents say they give a gospel invitation every single Sunday when they preach. 11% say they do it several times a month, and 3% say they make the invitation about once a month. SBC spokesman Steve Parr says, quote, Southern Baptist pastors on the whole firmly believe in the power of the gospel, the responsibility of sharing the gospel, and the importance of offering a time for a response. Michael Harrington reporting.
Entrepreneur Richard Gamble has broken ground on an architectural landmark that is expected to be one of the largest Christian monuments in England, if not the world. The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, with a price tag of $59 million, will not, however, carry any of the familiar Christian icons. This is SRN News. Scientists are excited about a new comet that's been streaking through our solar system for some other distant star.
NASA's unveiled close-up pictures of an interstellar comet that's making a quick tour of our solar system.
It's a small, natural solid body that is a combination of rocky and icy material that evaporates as it gets warm.
NASA's Amit Kshatriya.
It looks and behaves like a comet and all evidence points to it being a comet. But this one came from outside the solar system.
And that's what's so exciting and scientifically important.
This is only the third interstellar object like this that humanity has ever found.
The likelihood is it came from a solar system older than our own solar system itself.
NASA's Tom Statler says 3i Atlas may offer a window into the deep past. I'm Ben Thomas.
Christmas went on the auction block this week in Pennsylvania farm country in the form of a giant Christmas tree sale. They sold about 50,000 trees. More details, SRNnews.com.